Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 live aboard boat. And Hour 1, I must apologize for, because I found out Mermaid Tank, sabotaged me and spiked my drink. So I don't really remember what the hell we did in Hour 1. What was it there, Tiff? What? Come on, what'd you do? What'd you put in my drink? Roofies or something? What
was? I was trying to be polite and get you another drink.
Yes, one too many. So, once again, I don't know what happened in Hour 1. So, we've regrouped. We fast-forwarded a day. I haven't had a cocktail at all, so hopefully I can get through this hour and actually cover something worthwhile. Now, we've talked to some of the winners. We're going to talk to some more folks that have joined us on this liveaboard adventure with Explorer Ventures and our folks from Divers Alert Network here in just a bit. But first, I have the captain, JF, who's been on a been on these cruises with me before, and we have three winners on the boat with us. You could be termed the loser. Is that what you were telling me during the break there, JF?
Yeah, I got the short straw to be with you. On
yes, well, it wouldn't be the first time. I don't know. It's been
well,
what?
You did bring something to make up for.
Which is?
The rest of the people.
Okay, all right. The mermaids, everybody else, and then he tolerates me. It's pretty much how it goes. Right, JF?
That's about right.
Yeah, yeah, but we've been having a good time. This has been a great week on, in the Turks and Caicos, hasn't it?
It's been a wonderful week. Weather perfect. Yeah.
This is pretty typical for this time of year, though, isn't it? I mean, the weather is spectacular, even above and beyond for this time of year for us this particular week. But having flat calm seas, good viz, low wind, September, October time frame, when there's not a hurricane in the area, it is really a phenomenal time. So the odds are with you that the weather is going to be good at this time of year, right?
There's a good chance to have very, very good weather. There's also a chance that you take that we have a hurricane coming down.
Right, but that's yeah, that's what you get trip insurance for.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, so if you can deal with that, you know, that you know, potential, you know, you play the odds when they're way in your favor. You can, you know, get paid off big time like we are this week with Great Viz, flat calm seas. I mean, it really is spectacular. We've had some great sunsets. I mean, the boat is just phenomenal. Carmel, Carmel is over here. Come on, get a little closer here, Carmel. I know I met you in Hour 1, but I don't remember what the heck you said. But you've been wearing one of these patches all week, right?
Oh, yes. Yep.
And you haven't really needed it, you think?
I didn't want to find out.
You didn't want to take the chance.
No,
but
no.
As big as this boat is and the seas that we've had here in the Turks and Caicos this week, I bet you didn't even need that patch.
You're probably right, but I...
Why bother? Why play the odds, right?
You're better safe than sorry.
True. And we have to give you some... congratulations, because you just earned your Nitroc certification today, right?
It's a very proud day for me.
Yeah? And you would like to thank the Academy and who else?
My mom and my dad and everybody on board. Without everybody's love and support, I don't think I would have been able to answer the 25 questions with 100% correctness.
Yes, that was impressive. You got every question in your Nitroc course correct, huh?
Every single question.
Did you find it difficult to do it, or do you chalk it up to expert instruction from Casey, who is one of the dive instructors here on board the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard?
Well, there was actually one very difficult question, and it was about rescuing a diver that goes into convulsions. And I guess...
Wait, this is part of your Nitrox course? Wait, what's going on here, JF? You have to learn that in Nitrox? I didn't think you had to.
Yes, it does. It does.
Oh, get it. Okay, yeah. Oxygen toxicity, yeah, that type stuff, right. It's been a while for me, Carmel. You know, right here, what I'm saying?
Well, apparently, if a diver gets sick, they have convulsions, and then they drown. And so the question was, what happens if your buddy, if this happens to your buddy, and that your buddy has very expensive camera gear? So it was very difficult to answer the question accurately because I wasn't sure if you were supposed to save the expensive camera equipment or the buddy.
Well, it depends on how much you like the buddy. If he annoyed you earlier in the day, and the buddy you're talking about is your brother, right?
Yeah. Well, Casey gave great direction, and she said if it was a cheap camera, let the camera go and save your buddy. But if that was a very, very nice, expensive camera, save the camera.
So basically, your brother is going to be out of luck on his next trip if he has any issues. Because he's traveling around with quite an extensive setup there,
well,
isn't he?
Well, according to Casey, yes.
Yes, according to Casey. But okay, let her to be the judge.
Yeah, and she said you're supposed to split the camera gear.
With the instructor?
With the crew.
With the entire crew. Is that true, Captain? He doesn't want to go on the record. Can you blame him? He's been around me too much to know when to talk and when not to. So, well, congratulations on your Nitrox instruction. Yeah, you've been diving Nitrox all week or what?
Yes, I have.
Now, what do you think about this tank? Because you've been diving air, and Mermaid Tank is one of our only mermaids that still is diving air as opposed to Nitrox. We should have probably done that this week and got you certified on Nitrox, you think?
I love how you just call me out on the radio, but, you know.
What do you mean?
It is what it is. Yes, I dive air. However, whoever knows, I'm from Colorado. There's not very much water in there, so it makes it a lot more difficult for Mermaid Tiffany to get Nitrox certified.
Well, we call her Mermaid Tank. That's her nickname because of, I don't even remember why. Why did we start calling you Tank? Because of your air tank, of course, right? See? If it was a Nitrox tank, it would be, that would make even more sense.
What's your nickname, Greg?
I don't have one.
Yes, you do.
I'm Greg the Dive Master.
Nope.
What else would I possibly need? I don't know what she's talking about.
Tony,
she's talking about the dive spots that we dove today. There was G spot and double D. Today was sexy time diving, wasn't it, JF?
For some of you, yes.
For some of us, yes. But they have this. They have double D, which are two mounds, ironically enough, and then they have G spot. Which is evidently hard to find for certain guys in the group. I had no problem, but I've been here before, so I knew exactly where to look. Did you have any issues with that, Carmel?
I had no problem finding it, but when I looked around, there was no guys there. So I'm not sure if any of the guys on board found it.
Well, you know, it wouldn't be the first, you know, time that we had issues with that. But, you know, like I said, I have experience, and I've been able to learn from French folks like JF here. And he's been able to show me the ropes. Right, JF? Once again, he's not going to say anything. Can you blame him? Can you blame him at all? Of course not. So as far as your Nitrox certification, obviously that had to be a highlight of the week. And you've seen sharks and God knows what else. Any other particular thing that has stood out in your mind this week that you thought, hey, I didn't expect to see this on a liveaboard, or I didn't expect to see this on my dive trip, and man, it blew me away.
Yes. Well, there's one thing I did learn. Mermaids sleep a lot.
They have to get their, I don't want to say beauty sleep, because they're very beautiful already. See, you hear what I'm standing up for you, Tank. What? See, now she's learning from JF not when to say anything. You hear what I'm saying there, Carmel?
I do. I did go on one night dive, and I saw a sea monster.
A sea monster?
Yes.
And what exactly did it do, and what did it look like?
He had seven eyes. He was like black, yellow, and purple.
Really?
Uh-huh. And he looked like a dragon underwater with gills.
A dragon with gills, seven eyes. What are you drinking exactly? Because I think I want some of that. You hear what I'm saying? That's impressive. But that was on the night dive. It's, you never know what you could see out there on these dive adventures, you think?
Yeah, everybody else missed it.
Everyone missed it except you.
I definitely saw the sea monster.
Did you see this, Mermaid Tiffany?
Oh, thanks, Greg.
Well, I figured if I call her Tiffany, maybe she'll say something when I put the mic in front of her this time.
No, Mermaid Tiffany likes to sleep during the nighttime. She doesn't go out at night.
Yeah, what's that all about, all this sleep thing? What do you make of that, Carmel? Do you think the it's just mermaids have to store their energy and therefore need more sleep than mere humans, or what?
I have no idea.
Do you think you have what it takes to be a scuba radio mermaid? Tiffany says yes.
Yeah,
what do you think?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Should we throw a tail on her? Will you put her in training? She's already got her Nitroc certification.
Yeah, so she's one up on me. Yeah.
She's one up on you. All she has to do is slip on a tail, and we'll make it happen. Hey, would that be another dream come true for you?
Oh, absolutely. But I just want to know, do I have to sleep as much?
Yes. Yeah, you probably so. And they'll pick which crew member you have to do that with, actually. But I could have that wrong. All right, more coming up from the Turks and Caicos. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba, 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 ooba, scuba, dooba, ooba, hava, scuba, scuba diver.
All right, we are standing on one of my favorite places on the entire planet, and that is at the top at the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard. It's nighttime. We're taping the show. The stars are out. We're anchored off the coast of French Key here in the Turks and Caicos. And we've taken the entire group from the galley where we were talking to JF and Carmel before. We've taken everybody up to the top deck now. And crashed Irene and Marcus's romantic moment because they were up here having a moment. Irene, are you having a good time, though?
A very good time.
Is it okay that we crashed your little party, your intimate moment?
Well, It's okay.
Was this? Did he like just do like a second proposal type thing or something? And we just walked in the middle of it.
Exactly.
So we saved the day.
You saved the day. Next
okay,
week.
Good, good. That's why we came.
Actually, the whole trip is supposed to be our second honeymoon.
Is
trip.
It really?
Yes.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And I apologize.
No, no problem.
So, regardless, I mean, that's great. You guys actually won your trip there at the Long Beach Dive Show, right?
That's correct.
And I'm guessing you're not from California originally. Mm. I noticed that, you know, that Louisiana accent.
An accent, yeah. I cannot hide it. Yeah. Yes. Originally, we are from Germany.
Oh,
yeah.
Germany. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I was off slightly. But Germany is where you guys originate from. Did you dive there?
Oh, never. Too cold.
Never. Too cold. So you went to California.
Where it's too cold.
Where
yeah.
it's too cold as well. And then you won a trip to the Turks and Caicos and where things finally warm. Came together yeah. and yeah. you decided to stay together and have another honeymoon.
Yeah. No, before we came to the U.S., we stayed 7 years in Singapore, so in Southeast Asia. So we know some kind of good of warm water diving. Yeah.
Yes. Now, if I remember correctly, when we called you guys and told you that you won the trip to the Turks and Caicos at the Long Beach Dive Show, that you said, that's great. Wait a minute. We have kids or something. Is that right? So what did you do? Like just leave the kid with a box of cereal back home and lock the door and leave?
Abandoned her.
Yeah, it was not so easy, actually. Yeah. You know, the first time you called us, we were like, wow, yeah. But yeah, and then we called actually the agent yeah, to ask if children are allowed, but no, they are not. And yeah, no, we have some good friends on the East Coast. So we actually flew to New York, dropped our child, yeah, and hopped on the second plane. And came to Turks and Caicos.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, so you didn't totally abandon them.
No.
You dropped them off on some unsuspecting slub on the East Coast.
Yes, some friend from Germany.
Oh, okay, it was a friend. Fair enough.
Friend.
All right, so Marcus, tell me, you've been taking a lot of photos and stuff this yep. week as well. Has your expectations of what you were going to see here in the Turks and Caicos lived up to your expectations?
Oh, it was definitely way better than what we expected. So everybody told us, oh, Caribbean, yeah, it's okay, but not as good as many of the other dive sites. But I was really surprised. It's absolutely great here. Perfect conditions, a lot of things to see here, and the diversity, it's great, it's perfect.
What about this whole live aboard experience? You've been on other boats, I'm guessing.
Many other boats, so that's definitely the best thing we've ever done.
Is this the first time you've been on a trip where you've seen mermaids?
Yeah, definitely. That's
would you come back and see mermaids again?
Definitely.
Do you have a problem with that, Irene?
I think I just wanted to hop in here. I think I have a little problem. Yeah,
you have a problem? No. See, what I'm getting at, maybe this is how you spice things up in the marriage yeah. or something. You know what I'm saying?
From like suddenly, you know, maybe we don't have a third honeymoon then.
Ah, okay. Well, I don't know what to think of that.
We have to wait for another 10 years for the third honeymoon. We want to do it a little bit earlier.
Okay, all right. You want to just put it on the fast track. Yeah. Fair enough. So what has been the standout this week as far as what you've seen underwater? Is it the sharks? Is it the turtles? We've seen all kinds of critters this week.
All together, like the visibility, all the different animals, the walls, the boat, the crew. It's just amazing.
Yes, I noticed too that Irene, you guys actually got a hold of the mermaid puppet today or yesterday, yeah. and put her in some precarious situations. How did that end up?
It ended up that I was a little bit too close to groupers, to barracudas, and to sharks. But I hope we got some good pictures out of it.
Yes,
yeah. We some pictures where the mermaid talks to the grouper, where the mermaid is scared of the barracuda, where the mermaid chases the sharks. So.
It's this mermaid puppet is just all trouble, isn't she?
It's all trouble. And actually, I have one good picture. This little mermaid got hooked up on a little pole, which was...
She was pole dancing.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, I was pole dancing.
I don't, you know, I can't control these kids today. You hear what I'm saying, Irene?
Yes, totally understandable.
Yes, yes. All right, well, we're going to have some pictures up at scubaradio.com that Marcus and Irene took underwater. We had a little contest on board the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 live aboard, and we said, look, if you have the mermaid puppet, feel free to grab her and take some pictures and put her in some situations that have been less than flattering. And they've lived up to our expectations of what I've seen so far, and we will get them up at scubaradio.com here shortly, as well as a cute little video. We're going to actually, I found this app on my iPad 3, that allows you to sample people's video clips and turn it into some kind of goofy little song. And we're going to do this this hour on the show and do it live on the radio. Are you up for this, Marcus?
Sure, let's try.
Yeah, and basically we're going to create a little song and we'll put it up on scubaradio.com, but we will actually sample some of the people that were on board the trip, and you'll be able to see this. Austin has been excited. Austin, 13 years old, he's seen things that he really shouldn't this week, but we're in international water, so it's all good, right?
Sure.
You're supposed to be in school right now, right?
Maybe.
So when your principal hears this and knows that you've been playing hooky in the Turks and Caicos for a week, what happens?
I don't know.
A demerit? Detention? What? Or kudos?
I have no clue.
Yeah, I'm guessing he's just going to go, God, I wish I was you. And that's really what it's all about. You hear what I'm saying, Austin?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe. Yeah, and what do you think about this? You think you could see yourself, you know, 10, 20 years from now celebrating your second honeymoon on a liveaboard trip with your better half? Okay, he learned from JF the captain, too, when not to speak and when to speak. This guy is very observant. You got to give Austin that. So you're learning, right?
Sure.
Okay, that's fair enough. We'll go with that. And what about you, Tiffany? What is it that you've seen this week that you like the best? Is it the abuse of the mermaid puppet? Is it the sharks? We had a shark kind of come check you out today. You didn't even know it.
I did not have the slightest clue. I'm looking at a piece of coral at the bottom, and I get up back on the boat, and I have mermaid Lizzie and her friend Doug and Dan from Dan all come up and tell me, like, oh, Tiffany, there was a shark that went right for your fin, and I think it was just coincidental.
You know what was happening is under the boat, under the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard, you get a nice little action shot while you're doing your safety stop, because these jacks congregate under the boat. They use the boat as shelter. And lo and behold, today, one of the sharks, one of the Caribbean reef sharks, caught wind of this technique these jacks were doing and decided, hey, I'll see if I can make a meal out of this. And made those 3 minutes on your safety stop just fly by. Actually extended into like 10, 15-minute safety stops on today's dives. All right, more coming up from the Turks and Caicos. Stay close. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm here with Mermaid Lizzie on top of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard. This is one of my favorite places on the planet, Lizzie. Now do you see why? Look at this. You've got stars all over, a nice cool breeze anchored off the coast of French Key here in the Turks and Caicos. It just doesn't get much better than this, does it?
No, it's perfect.
It is perfect. Now, you have brought someone on board from your neck of the woods there in Gainesville, Florida, that works with you doing what exactly?
Well, basically, he's my boss. And
it's your chance to brown nose right now to get ahead. So I'm giving you the opportunity. Let's go with it.
Well, I'm already his favorite. So.
Oh, you're already his favorite. Is that true, Doug? Let's find out if that's accurate first off, or has she just been drinking?
Well, she could be. I mean, there's always room for improvement.
Okay, there you go. There's room for more brown nosing, evidently. You got to work on there, Tiff. I mean, Lizzie. I'm getting my mermaids confused here, Doug. But that's easy. That's understandable, right?
You know, swirling around and everything.
Yes, yeah, they're all swimming around up in there. You got to try to keep them straight. But what do you do up there in Gainesville exactly?
So I run the scuba program at the University of Florida.
So that means that you're taking college kids, and instead of teaching them things like math, arithmetic, and reading, and real important stuff, you're actually teaching them how to dive and get credit for it. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, yeah. We
focus Where were you when I was in college?
We focus more on the life skills, you know.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's good. You put them to practical use, and they can do something that's actually fun. But actually, they learn these underwater skills, and then they can do, like, scientific dives and things like that with some of the research that you're doing through the university, or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, actually, that's our focus. The scuba program is kind of my moonlighting, but I work in the fisheries department doing offshore research. And so the focus of the program is developing students who can participate in those science projects.
And so when you go out there, you're looking for things like fish, turtles and sharks, mermaids?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a mermaid science project in the works, maybe?
I'm going to be writing an NSF proposal, too.
Okay, I like this. I would like to help out and put my name on that list. Hopefully I can get some credit for it for a change.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Why don't you tell Stanley that I have asthma? Because I don't. If it gets out, they won't let me scuba. If I can't scuba, then what's this all been about? What am I working toward?
Take it on.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. We have moved back down to the galley. We're jumping all over the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard boat today because some divers just got in from their last night dive of the week. And there were quite, I don't know, I'm getting reports of some pretty crazy stuff happened on the last night dive. Am I right? Matt from Massachusetts.
Absolutely. It was a great dive. Arguably the best dive of the week.
Yes, and why is that so?
Well, it's not every day you get charged by a reef shark, and you get to see some nurse sharks eating cowfish and, you know, lobsters dancing out in the sand. It was a great dive.
All right, let's back up just a little bit. You got charged by a Caribbean reef shark.
Got charged by a Caribbean reef
shark. How so? What do you mean? How much did he charge you?
Well, he charged me at least twice, Matt. What would you say?
Like, I was thinking like $50, $20, but yeah, this is a different type of charging we're talking about here, Matt.
No, this is Matthew from New York. I've never seen anything like it. I didn't know Caribbean reef sharks could really move that fast, and he really just dove into the camera. It's just amazing that he got it on video. It's spectacular. I've never seen anything like it.
Did you get some good video footage of this, Matt?
I got some decent footage. I mean, it's a little bit
a little blur.
See just belly of the shark as it rubbed up against my camera.
So was this one of those, like, I had to clean out my wetsuit type of moments after the dive kind of thing, or what?
It was definitely a lot of hooping and hooraying right after. You could fist pumping in the water. I was shouting. It was definitely good stuff for me.
Cool.
Let me put it to you this way. I've been with Matt all week, and I haven't heard him as loud as I heard him 20 feet away underwater after it happened. It was really exciting.
He was screaming like a little girl, was he?
No, he was just celebrating. It was beautiful.
Okay, it was fist pumping underwater.
Definitely, it was awesome.
So what do you think caused the Caribbean reefs to get a little bit more anxious? Was it your strobes? They were honing in on those that was creating the show for you, or what?
No, I just had a focusing light on the front. It was very bright. There were a lot of worms, and I suppose some fish got near it, and it just came towards it.
So the sharks were using your lights to maybe pick up a meal on the night dive?
I think so.
And they scored a cowfish, you said. Is that right?
That was some other sharks. There was four nurse sharks.
That was nurse sharks that went after the cowfish.
Yeah, right around minute 55 or so, there was a 6-foot nurse shark attacked. Was it a cowfish or a trunkfish? Bit half the fish off, and then three or four sharks attacked it, and a bit of a feeding frenzy for about 3 to 5 minutes at the end of the dive. That was I've never seen that before either.
It was a Discovery Channel moment, it sounds like. Is that right?
Absolutely.
And you got all these bloodworms and things. Were they attracted to your light? They weren't so bad, huh?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, you know, they weren't as bad as the previous nights where you'd have hundreds, if not thousands, right in front of you. put the lights right next to the corals and feed the corals, and the basket stars were amazing. You watch them, and then they'd squeeze them, and they go up in a puff of smoke. It's really been exciting night dives.
Well, you know what? I skipped the night dives because they have this thing on these Explorer Adventure liveaboards where they have free drinks. And when you have one, you're not allowed to dive for the rest of the day. And that has a tendency to take over in my dive schedule. You hear what I'm saying there, Matt?
I understand.
You've heard our show before. You kind of know the MO in that regard, I guess, right? But at least I live vicariously through your night dive, so I appreciate that.
And you'll get to see it all on video, too. So.
Yeah, and maybe we can get some of that up at scubaradio.com, right?
Happy to share it.
Swell. So what's that, Doug?
So you don't get any dives after breakfast.
Yeah, well, true. Yeah, that could be.
Is it all right if I have just a minute to tell about my experience on the boat?
Yeah, well, absolutely, because, you know, I was talking to Matt, who you won your trip, by the way, where? Which show?
Beneath the Sea in New Jersey, and it was definitely a courtesy of you and Scuba Radio, and I'm very thankful for it. Trip's been great. Meeting the mermaids and everyone else on board has been a fantastic time.
Yeah, and you were the one responsible for bringing Carmel on board.
Right. My little sister Carmel. She's on board.
Carmel. You say tomato, I say tomato or tomato. I don't know. I forget. But she's a hoot. We're going to talk to her some more. She wants to do some more chatting here on the show. But he's saying he apologizes in advance, so he gets it. But you actually booked this trip at the last minute and heard there was a trip going on to Turks and Caicos and just kind of stumbled into this little fiasco. Is that what happened there, Matt, or what?
Yeah, it's pretty much how it happened. And I heard the Scuba Radio was going to be on. And Greg, thanks for having me on the show. It's been a real pleasure. I love the show. And I just wanted to share a little bit about my experience with the Explorer Ventures. I've dived the Great Barrier Reef. I've dived Fiji a little bit. I've been to Hawaii. But there's been nothing like this. Explorer Ventures is world class. I recommend it to everyone. I'll be diving with them in all six of their locations throughout the world. And we were talking a bit about earlier today, and you know, I just enjoy every moment I get under the water. It's my second favorite thing to do in life.
And the first one is? We're not allowed to say, right?
It's being with a woman.
Yeah, what? Get out.
For me...
We got a 13... Yeah, the Austin speaking. I'm like, excuse me? What's going on over there?
But for me, being underwater is perfect serenity. You don't have an opportunity to worry about the past. You can't project into the future. You're right there in the moment. And whether you're having fun with your friends, seeing sharks, or just being a part of the reef and being in this huge, gigantic aquarium that is the ocean, it's just serenity to me. And also,
well, you live in New York City.
I live in New York
City, and you really need some place to get away from that rat race, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and you know, it'd be nice if they had an ocean in Central Park, but that's good for above ground serenity. But being on the Explorer Ventures, I can't say enough about it. The diving's fantastic, but the crew and their hospitality is even better. And I've had a chance to make some unbelievable relationships on this boat with some unbelievable people, and I hope to dive with them for years to come.
Yeah, well, you know, I've seen you cruising off the wall there. You've been doing your thing, and I look over, and I'm like, man, this guy's like, he might be about 10 feet deeper than everybody else, and it's like serenity now. Yeah. You know, it's one of those type of things I see you experiencing. Is that what you're doing? You're trying to decompress from the rat race in New York City?
I don't know. I mean, it's just that like you said, when I get to the wall, I just like to go off it out into the blue and just be far away, kind of observing the wall. It's just, you come to Turks and Caicos, you know, one thing about Turks and Caicos is you can dive with 6-foot sharks on literally every single dive, sometimes 4 or 6 of them. But I come here for the wall, and the wall is breathtaking, and I just like to be back maybe 50 feet off the wall observing it.
Do a little wall flying.
Yeah, a little bit of that.
Yeah, now what about these mermaids and the music and all this other crazy stuff that's been going on this week? Did that kind of throw you for a loop, or kind of like, wow, what a nice little added bonus?
Yeah, well, as you said, when I booked the trip, I booked it last minute, and the gentleman I booked it with mentioned that this was actually a great week to book because Scuba Radio is on, and Pop Morse, the Scuba Cowboy, is on, and two of the mermaids, and it's just been a whole lot of fun.
All right, which mermaid do you like better? I'm giving him a shot, you know? I mean, he mentioned those two things. No, I'm joking. But yeah, it's a good time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really been a special week.
It's been a special week, and glad to have you on board. What's going on over there? Everyone's looking at some video, and they're going, oh, you got the nurse shark.
What is this?
What is going on here? All right, see, this is what we do in the evening on these liveaboards is we look at our video footage and from the night dive. Now, whose video is this exactly? Whose is it?
Matt from Massachusetts.
Okay, this is from Matt from Massachusetts. So this is some of the there's some of the blood worms. These things kind of come from all over the place and just end up overtaking the shop. But you got a stingray going here. What's going on here, Matt?
Well, we're at the end of our dive. They're trying to get me to come up, and I'm like, just one more shot. I'm watching a ray, and I'm like, this is great. All right, head for the boat. Look at that beautiful cowfish sitting there, right there on the ledge.
There's the nurse shark.
Yep.
That's not the one that's going to take it out. But it is. Okay, yep. So you got this whole, this is like Discovery Channel stuff we were watching here. Right. Do you feel honored being able to capture this on film?
Absolutely,
All right, there he is. He's going in under the coral head. This nurse shark is, and there he goes. There's the cowfish. He doesn't see it yet, but now he sees it, and goodbye, cowfish.
Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook. The evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Chain. You see, on top there's John Lino.
Right.
There's me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's regular fish.
Oh, that's me.
No. There's plankton. There's single celamitas.
Oh, then there's me.
I'm getting there. There's coral. There's rocks. There's whale poo. And then there's you.
That's messed up. People limiting my friend I know. He's got the world's first scuba diving radio show. For real good buddy, and his name is Greg.
He
see the street smart fish out of water in a world we never made.
True dive master of the radio way.
Very sexy. If you're crazy.
So now everywhere I am, and everywhere I go, the first thing that I tune to is Scuba Radio. Not all. He's got his own mermaid.
Get on top, my
whole dang pod. And all that I keep thinking is, man, I want his job.
It's perfect. I won't have to change this at all.
So now everywhere I am, everywhere I go.
Let's go while we're young.
The first thing that I tune to is Scuba Radio.
Yeah, that is the Scuba Cowboy. He has been entertaining everybody here on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Liveaboard. Give it up for the Scuba Cowboy, everybody! Yeah, it's been a great time. We've been having a ball. By the way, you need to do a little shout-out to your dad today because it's his birthday. Is that right?
Yes, it's his birthday.
And he's 83 today. God bless him, right?
52.
Oh, okay. All right. I just thought I'd throw that in there for fun and frolic. Get her in trouble. All right. So, you know, we've been sharing our little dive adventure stories. Once again, if you go to exploreventures.com, you can do this as well and join us on a future trip. We're looking at maybe coming back here in April of next year or to one of the other itineraries, Saba, St. Kitts, 1-800-322-3577, exploreventures.com. And Clay is the man behind the magic that makes this all possible. And once again, Clay, thank you so much for allowing me to come on board. I don't know how you keep letting me do this. All we had to do is hit you with a frying pan or something this week to make it happen. Is that how it worked?
Basically, yeah, small head injury. A bunch of people ended up on board. I'm really not quite sure how it happened.
Exactly. You know, it's just after a few times, you have to learn how to work the system, and that's what I've done. But we do thank Clay a lot in Explorer Ventures. They are official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio, and you guys will vouch for me on this. This isn't just sales hype. They really live up to it, don't they, gang? Yeah, everybody on board has just had a ball, and this could be you. You don't have to listen to us and have us rub it in every time we go on one of these trips. Why don't you join us on one of these or just schedule your own trip and go to exploreventures.com and make it happen. All right, so we have had some amazing times, and something new we're going to try here on the show. I found this app on my iPad 3 that I figured we'd put to work. It actually creates a video song from samples of everybody that you come up and record with your iPad. And this is a little pirate tune we're going to try. We've already done a couple. And we need people to sample. Carmel, you'll help me out here, right? Yeah, you'll work with me, right? All right, I need you to say R like a pirate. Hey, give me your best R.
Arr.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, hold this, Lizzie. I'll have her hold the mic, and we'll record her saying this. This is going to show up at scubaradio.com. 1, 2, 3, say R. Ready? Do it.
R.
Okay, that wasn't as good as the one you just did.
I'll do that.
Well, I'll have you say, Austin, you say tiz. 1, 2, 3.
Tiz.
Okay, I don't think I got it. Try one more time. 1, 2, 3.
Tiz.
Okay, that's good. And then, Lizzie, say this in your sexiest voice just for your dad's birthday. Booty. Ready? Say it like you mean it, like you're working it. Ready for daddy? 1, 2, 3. Okay, that didn't come out right. One more time. But let's say, just say booty. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Booty.
She's daddy's little girl, obviously. Okay, and then we got one more, and that would be rum. Rum. Let's go to the German. Ready? Can you say rum for me? 1, 2, 3.
Rum.
Okay, that was good. I think you preferred beer, but that could just be a German thing. All right, so we hit a button, and then we get this, and it turns it into this wacky video thing that is quite disturbing. Oh. See, these are the kind of things you do to amuse yourselves. Oh, my God. This is like if you, oh, my God. Am I on acid or something right now? This is scary. Okay, we're going to put this video up at scubaradio.com, but trust me, it's quite twisted. This is VidRhythm is the app on the iPad 3, but this will give you hours of amusement to waste in between your dives. And this is what we need to kill time on our surface intervals, don't we, Clay?
It's really been quite effective. You've been killing a lot of time.
Yeah, this is true. I've turned this into a science, kind of. You know, mermaids, music, mayhem, you know, goofy iPad app songs. It's just what you do. But it brings everybody together and everybody has a good time. And that's what it's all about, right? Experiences, life experiences.
Exactly. And it's been great this week to have so many people on board that have never tried to live aboard before and have been able to experience what it's like and see, you know, really what we have fun doing.
Yeah, you know, and by a round of applause, all you guys who have not done a live aboard trip before, would you do one again? I think it's pretty unanimous. And you know, I knew that would be the case. And Lizzie, I know for you in particular, you were really excited about doing this trip. Has it lived up to the hype for you?
Certainly, yes.
Really? You would come back?
Absolutely.
I could twist your tail and you'd come back on board the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 live aboard and do it again?
Absolutely.
Well, I think that's as good as testimonial as you're going to get. And that will have to do it from the Turks and Caicos and Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 live aboard for this week. And God, it won't be soon enough before we come back and do this again. Hopefully Clay will have us. All right. Till then, remember, it's always better. Where, Lizzie?
Down where it's wetter.
She got it right. All right. Let's hear it for her.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.